This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hey, I want to remind you to listen to Pomp and Joe Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at 12 p.m. at 937thefan.com. Contesting page and General will join us today. And we have to think about who we would pick as our card. This always catches me with not much time to think about when Joe asks. I forget. And so this gives us an hour. Do you have any thoughts about who might be the card of the week?
Do you think they do tennis cards, Bob? Because this Ben Shelton guy at Wimbledon,
he's been terrific.
He's been really good. He's in the quarterfinals, the American at Wimbledon.
He's taking on number one. And Mr. Sinner is not an easy opponent. That guy's been winning a lot lately.
Look, I'm not going to act like I know anything about tennis, but I do think it's been pretty cool. A lot of the social media flair that he's been getting. He's, correct me if I'm wrong, he's dating Dennis Rodman's daughter.
I've heard that. Not that I delve into too many dating rumors,
and then,
but
I guess he also made a discussion in like one of his speeches after one of his matches that his sister had to work the next week at like Morgan Stanley, and then they ended up giving her the week off to watch him play at Wimbledon.
Well, I mean, that's a good reason to have it. That's a good reason to have some time off to go watch your brother do what he has to do. He is a lefty. He's really good. And watching him take on Sinner early on here, it's only in the first set, and it's the first game. But that's a tall assignment, but he's worked his way up to being 10th. You know, Wimbledon is one of those bucket list things for me. I don't know about you. Is it a bucket list? Because would you go? I would go there. I know it's expensive to go, and I know some days you have to sit through a five-hour match.
That's a lot.
It is, but if you get into it, it's really engaging. You know, I love it, watching it on television.
I would go just for the experience, but I don't know how much I would enjoy it. I'm just not a big
well, if you're not a tennis fan, then you don't want to go. No. But if you do like that sport, I think that's one of the best places to go to watch it. 412-928-9370 is the number. We got callers on the line. Who do we go to next? I think we're going to go to Bill.
Let's go to Bill.
Yes,
Bill is in
Bill
Baldwin.
What's up, Bill? How are you?
How you doing, guys?
What's up?
So I think that the best route for the Pirates to go is to try to do a bit of a package deal on our end. Maybe package an Ashcraft or a Burrows with a David Bednar to a pitcher-hungry team. But you got to target power. Like you can't just – power that's going to be up here next year. We have some gap hitters on the team now. You need some guys that can hit the ball over the fence. Maybe target Seattle, their outfielder, outfield prospect. His name's slipping my mind right now. Lazaro Montez, who's a 60 on the power grade there. If you can maybe package two of our current pitchers and get some power that's coming up next year, I think that's the way to go.
So you're talking about prospects, though, right? You're talking about
Sorry, Bob. He's due in 2026, according to MLB Pipeline. So he's in AAA now. He's coming up next year. You can plug him right into an outfield, corner outfield position, and hopefully have some pop in his bat.
Well, if it's a prospect like that, then Ben Cherington better make sure that guy is going to be here even before then, because they need the help right now. See, Bill, I'm looking at this from a window that's open for them right now, potentially, with Skeens as the centerpiece of it. And I think we've seen this year as evidence. They have pitching to contend. They don't have hitting. So instead of going for prospects, and I understand that guy's, as you described, is very highly thought of, but if he's not going to be here until, you know, later next year potentially, I don't know if that helps you right now. You only have so much time with Paul Skeens before they have to trade him, because they won't sign him, even though I think they should sign him. And I brought this up the other day. If Kansas City can give Bobby Witt $377 million, why can't the Pirates do that to Paul Skeens or anything like that? That's simply a choice.
Well, Paul Skeens accept $377. He might be a $500 million
okay,
kind of guy.
Whatever the case, at least try, you know? I mean, if the thought of – because if you're operating now – and this was brought up by Austin just now in the break, that 2 years ago to the day, Paul Skeens was drafted. And what have the Pirates done in those 2 years with Paul Skeens here? You know, and are you just going to waste the years altogether, or do you want to try to do something right now with him here? Yeah. And they've had the pitching. The hitting stinks. And quite frankly, I'm more interested in somebody on a roster right now who could be a younger player. And I'm going to use this example. I know you'll never get him, that Crow Armstrong in Chicago. A young kid like that, you know, who can come in, and they're not going to trade him. He's an all-star. He's young. They got everything they want in their outfield right now. But you know what I mean. I want to see a guy who's on a roster who has real upside already. We've seen it at a younger age, if I'm going to make these deals. Because I want to try to win with Paul Skeens.
I just want power. I want power. We need a guy that can hit the ball over the fence.
Yeah, absolutely. Or at least gap to gap. Any way to drive runs in. They're just they come up so many times with so many failed situations with runners in scoring position. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate that. And, you know, the other thing, and this is why I don't want to get too carried away with certain players. Last year after Joey Bart's season, you know, people were thinking that Joey Bart was going to be this 20 home run guy. He has one home run this year, and he's not been good in clutch situations with the bat. Henry Davis hasn't either, but at least he has four home runs. He has a little bit more pop that I've seen. You know, it looks good sometimes when you make these moves originally. Then as time goes on, you realize they're not what you thought they were.
No, and that's the thing about Joey Bart, too, that kind of surprises me. Like, the fact that last year, maybe it was just a one-off, Bob. Like, maybe what Bart put out there altogether was just a good run that sometimes players can have, like a one-year spurt where he clearly has the talent. He was the number two overall pick. But now it just seems like whether it's the injury that he suffered earlier this year, remember he went through a concussion and he was out for longer than the 7-day designated period. Something just kind of seems off with Joey Bart, especially at the plate. He just looks behind everything.
Yeah, and he had plenty of opportunities in that Seattle series and could not come up with a big hit. So this is 2 years since Paul Skeens, and you asked me, what have they done? My answer was nothing. You have the same answer, correct? They haven't done anything to try to help or support him.
No, they have not. 2 years to the day that Skeens was drafted, and they seemingly are in the exact same position. Exact same position. Maybe a little bit better. Their pitching staff is better. Hitting, probably worse.
All right, who's next on the hotline? We have a lot of people up there.
All right, let's go to Gary in Gibsonia.
Hey,
Bob.
Gary, what's going on? How are you?
Good, Bob. I'm trying to get some time in before the grandkids hit next week. I have three coming out of the five.
Oh, you know how that goes. You'll be looking for B12 shots to get more energy.
Right now I'm actually taking a long walk because it's going to be all kids all the time, which is going to be great.
Oh, it's awesome,
Hey, real quick, no Keller again. What they need to do is, I'm so fearful it's going to be a reverse of Glasnow, Meadows, and Baez, Shane, Baz. And
you can't be worried about that, though. You know, I mean, if you're worried that Ben Cherington is not going to make a good deal, that's legit because he hasn't made one, really. For high leverage players.
Exactly, and this is the point I'm going to make. They need to get rid of as much of the salaries that they have. And I love these players, don't get me wrong, but in essence, since our owner's not going to spend more and Cherington shouldn't be here next year, I think what I would do is I would get rid of Bednar, I'd get rid of Kiner Falefa, who I like both of those players, and also even Hayes. And then obviously Pham. When you start adding up there, you're close to $25 million of freed up money. And I know people are going to say, well, what's the return? I don't know what the return is going to be. I think the main thing would be to get money for this upcoming year where you can get two baths and can at least pay 15 to 20
million. But Gary, they have money. They just don't spend it. He could spend it. You don't have to go through this whole process to get to free up space. There is no such thing in baseball. It's your choice. Do you want to spend it or not? He could spend it.
But if Nutting is only going to spend $100 million or less a year, then what you have to do is you're going to have wiggle room in there. And if you want bats, and the other thing that you brought up was a great point. We have schemes for only 2 years at the max. Look at Cole. We only had him for 4 years. And he's going to be – we'll get a full year next year. And the following year, unfortunately, and this is unfortunate, they're going to either trade a mid-year or not.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's a limited time here. That's all my whole point about you got to do what you got to do when you have a chance to do it. And even if it's just for a few years, go all in to make it happen, and they haven't done that in 2 years. So they've wasted essentially a year and a half with him. If you're going to keep him around, do something. Do him a favor. Get him what he needs. Get your team what they need. They've been competitive enough in these games. One-run games have been a ton of them, and they've lost most of them, mostly because they have no hitting.
Bob, can I ask you one quick question? Everybody keeps bringing up we owe Skeen something, and I think Skeen's a phenomenal play. He's going to be, hopefully, I'd say a Hall of Famer. But, you know, when you look at Tom Seaver, his first year with the Mets, they lost over 100 games. Second year, they lost close to 90. And the only thing I keep hearing from people, we owe Skeens. No, we owe Pittsburgh, the fan base, and him, of course. We owe him as well, but the whole team. We really are owed a winning team. And I just get a little bit lost in this, we owe Skeens. I mean, he made $8.9 or $8.7 million.
When I say that, and thanks for the call, Gary, have a good time with your grandkids too. I think what we're saying is you owe it to the organization to supply Skeens with – and when I say organization, I'm talking about the city as well, the whole ball of wax here. In order to make this work, you have to do stuff to add to a generational type of player. And they have not done that. And they've had opportunities to do that. So until that changes, and it better change in this offseason. If you go through the same thing and they spend $30 million on six free agents total, you know what you're going to get at 412-928-9370. All right, we got who's next, Jim? Or is this General that I see? Is that the real General?
The General is on, but first, let's go to Jim in the South Hills.
All right, Jim, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Bob and Austin? Two quick comments. Number one, I wouldn't trust Ben Cherington to make any trades at all. It's unfortunate, but what I would do is just have him get rid of the 1 year contracts and terminate them. They probably should terminate them before the trade deadline, but that's why I wouldn't trust them to do any more trades.
Well, and thanks, Jim, because I think that is a point that, should be considered, and they should have probably done it when they did Shelton if they were unhappy with the way things were going, because I think that's more than the manager, it's the general manager. And look, Donnie Kelly all of a sudden is in the same boat. You can make all the magical moves you want, but if you don't have enough talent, you're not going to get anything done. And, if he's doing these trades and if he makes trades and he hurts the organization even more, the next general manager who's going to be in this boat knows that that's a tough thing to turn around, even with Paul Skeens on your roster. You know, Austin, you're going to do things this trade deadline, they better all work out.
Well, they better hit. And they mostly, I don't know, what would you say the hit percentage has been for the current administration
on trades,
and like free agents and stuff like that? Are we talking? We talking like 30%?
Oh, maybe even less than that on trades.
I mean,
what trades have they made to make you think that they've gotten the better of the trade?
Bart for nothing was a good trade,
but that was a waiver. That wasn't even a trade necessarily. He was let go by them. They picked him up.
Yeah, it basically was for nothing. The Vogelbach for Colin Holderman deal looked good for a while, and I mean, I think it still did because you ended up getting more out of Holderman than you did for Vogelbach, but now Holderman is.
But that's a minuscule trade. I'm talking about big trades.
They haven't made big trades other than Starling Marte and Josh Bell.
Well, and Joe Musgrove, and I mean, they've had names that they've traded. They haven't gotten much in return for those names.
No,
and that includes Garrett Cole. They haven't gotten enough.
That was the old regime, but
well, whatever. The point is, it's still under the Pirate umbrella of trades. They just haven't made good trades, and If you're going to do it, you got to hit on the trades. And again, I'd like to see players who already have some taste of major league, so we have something to go on other than some blue chip prospect that we talk about who's due to arrive in 2026.
Yeah, I'd much rather see that. But how often do you see player for player trades where it's major league talent going back for major league talent? Like, it happens more than in the NFL, where we were so blown away by the Ramsey for Minka deal, maybe just because of the substance of how good the players are. But I feel like it's mostly when these types of trades are made, unless it's like a reliever for a reliever or something, it's mostly you're acquiring prospects back. So,
but
that's
it's just
why,
the same old treadmill of stuff. That's why I don't like it. And if the prospects are going to hit, fine. But in the trade history of Ben Cherington, the prospects that they've brought have not hit.
No, they have not hit. So, the Hudson Heads of the world. And the I know you love Hudson Head.
I mean, that's one of those names that just jumps out at you.
Have you watched Hudson Head play a game, Bob? Have you gone and traveled to watch Hudson Head?
No, I won't do it either.
Will you try to interview Hudson Head for TV?
No, won't do that either.
Should we reach out to Hudson Head and see how it's going
where
for
him? Where is he? Do you know where he is?
He's in high A right now.
He's still
like
in high A.
He's hitting
how long has he been in high A? I mean, he's been in. They made that deal several years ago. And if you're still in high A, then you're basically not going to be here at any time soon. So
I'm sorry, Bob. Now he's in double A.
Okay.
But now he's on the development list from the Altoona curve.
How old is he? Does it say his age?
Hudson Head is now 24 years old. They acquired him at like 20.
Yeah, so 4 years have gone by, and he's moved from single A to double A in 4 years.
In Altoona this year, in 33 games, Hudson Head has 10 hits and 86 at-bats, one home run, four RBIs, and 32 strikeouts. He's hitting 116.
Or he fit right in, right? I mean,
yeah.
That's what's got to change. At 412-928-93-CENTER. So what, the General's on early, or am I just imagining this? When does he normally come on?
The General is usually on in about 5 minutes from now, but the General loves to call in very early just in case.
Should we go to the General? We can talk with him.
Your call, Bob. You're the beat writer.
Oh, your star. Oh, the Starkey lingo is
Starkey.
It's definitely rubbing off on you.
Yeah, it wears off.
General, how's it going out there at your wonderful card castle?
Gentlemen, good morning. Great here at the Card Castle. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so we're trying to figure out what, and Austin asked this question. We're watching a nice tennis match between Sinner and Shelton right now, and it's a 2-2 first set situation. Do you do tennis players on those cards?
It's very sporadic. Any of the sports, golf and tennis, that don't have unions, it's a lot of legal mumbo-jumbo, but they have to go and license the players through each player. Like in Major League Baseball, they go to the union and say, hey, we'll give you X billions of dollars. You divide it up however you want, cut and dried. With those individual contractors, it's really difficult. So they don't have products quite as often. Now, Topps has come out with a tennis set in the last year. So it's apples and oranges, really. There is no season. No, there's no rhythm to when those products come out. Like with golf, they basically bring it out around when Tiger was hot. When Tiger was hot, they would license him and then fill in with the next 30 golfers. And it would be hot because of Tiger. And it's very similar with tennis.
All right, so with that...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Said, Austin, what is your card pick of the week?
You know, I think I'm going to go with O'Neal Cruz for being in the Home Run Derby, Bob. I think that makes some sense.
That makes sense, even though some people believe he shouldn't even be in that game. That's a good one. I'm going to go. Now, I don't know when this trade was made last week and if it carried over. This is the first time we talked to you since I'll take Jalen Ramsey. Just because I don't know that did you guys talk about this last week? Was that trade made before that Wednesday?
Yeah,
I don't remember.
I think it was.
It was made Wednesday, so we did not mention Jalen Ramsey. That's a good one, but I'm going a little more recency bias. Joe's always into this information. I'm going with a Bobby Witt rookie card, being that we're getting to see him up close and personal, and we only get to see him once a year, basically. And believe it or not, this is what I think people might find shocking. Of non-Pirate players, we sell Bobby Witt more than anyone except Ohtani or Judge.
Really?
Really? That is. I would never have guessed that.
Yeah, the hobby has really embraced Bobby Witt. Draft picks are notorious with having to do with the power of a rookie card. Didn't hurt that his dad was a big leaguer, so his name was already recognizable. It also didn't hurt that he come and hit the ground running. And he's been a superstar ever since he came. So, and let's hope that someone else I almost brought up, and maybe we'll do it next week, is Connor Griffin. Let's hope that Connor Griffin is our Bobby Witt.
That would be great if he could come right in and play. He's on a fast track.
We can use it. Whatever it takes to get some talent inside of the schemes window, that's what we need. Whether it's trade or whether it's development, and development's usually too slow, but it looks like Connor Griffin might be expediting that turn. That would be exciting.
I would love to see them have a green light with him as long as he keeps doing it, keep moving fast.
That means he'd be an MVP candidate like Bobby Witt was last year.
Yeah, well, age 24.
It's remarkable that there's even consideration to have an 18-year-old be talked about being brought up to the big leagues. Probably not this year, but you know, you may see him early next year, which is incredible.
And that would be great. And if he's 19 and up here, that's a great story, and Pittsburgh should want that. Bob Nutting and everybody in the organization should want that quickly.
And you know, really, that's the truth of a legitimate prospect, because when you get here when you're 27, you know, it's like that's a prospect and it's an achievement to be a Major League Baseball player. But when you burst forth and you're Ronald Acuna or Andrew Jones, Chipper Jones, and you're in the big leagues at 20 years old, you're legit.
Absolutely. And that's what they have here potentially on their hands. All right, General, thanks very much. Always good talking to you.
Thank you, guys. Yep. You have a great week.
Thanks, General. All right.
Jeff Patton, the General. We appreciate him. And, you know, I'd love to see a Connor Griffin explosion here. Tamar Johnson's not doing so much, is he? I mean, where is he now ranked? Because at the beginning of this season, I thought he was putting up some pretty good numbers. He's kind of tailed off. I haven't heard his name from anyone.
No, well, that's partly because, Bob, he's fallen out of the top 100 in Baseball America and MLB Pipeline. Like, he is currently falling down some boards.
But he's still only 20 years old, right?
Yeah, so he's 21.
21.
He's hitting .250 in AA, only a .717 OPS, 8 home runs and 24 RBIs. From a guy that was considered to be the best prep bat in the class when he was drafted in 2022.
Right. And there again is the problem with these kind of picks. You just don't know. You think you have them. Everybody talks them up, and then all of a sudden it takes forever, and you're stuck at a certain part of the organization. Hopefully he'll get it back on track, and hopefully Connor Griffin could be the guy to come up here by next year. I'd love to see that. It would certainly help out, you would think, a pitching staff that still should be strong regardless of what they do at the trade deadline. Hey, the 50-minute mark on The Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Also, we have the weather, which is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Cloudy today. It's a high of Antonio Brown, 84. Is he still over in Dubai? Where is he? Isn't he supposed to be arrested by now?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with AB right now. He should be back in the country, but he at least was in Dubai last I checked.
Bouncing around on a trampoline, having a lot of fun.
Maybe.
I wonder who's funding all of this, because he supposedly is bankrupt. Anyway, 50% chance of rain later tonight. We'll have that probably throughout the next couple of days. Again, the weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. When we come back, open phone lines continue. We'll talk more about the Steelers and T.J. Watt and their rosters as they head into training camp. That's right. Up next on Pomp and Joe, right here, 93.7 The Fan.
And Joe, you have a message for the people.
The Good Feet Foot Arch Support System is specifically what I want to talk about here. Proudly made in the USA, fits your own shoes. Don't have to go out and buy shoes to fit to them. They fit to you. Try it before you buy it at one of the Good Feet stores. It worked for me. Lots of pain, joints, big toes. Didn't want to do exercise of any kind, really not even a walk. The pain lessened. I could tell you a long story, but that's what probably what you care about. If you have any one of a number of foot maladies, from plantar fasciitis to pain and burning in the balls of your feet, whatever it might be, there's so many, and there's nothing that kills a new exercise regimen like these three words: my feet hurt. That's where the Good Feet Foot Arch Support System comes in, and that could lead to some summer fun for you, walking on the beach, things like that. Visit one of the stores. I went to Robinson Town Center across from IKEA. There's one in Cranberry Township, Route 19 North next to Walgreens, and one down in Morgantown at the Suncrest Town Center, goodfeet.com. You can read all about it. Come on in. Try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet store.
And listen to the Pomp and Joe Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Car of the Week from the Baseball Car Castle in Cranberry. As contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Oh, Bob, how about this? The system has frozen on me.
Frozen?
Yeah.
So you can't do anything?
The screen has frozen.
You have no commercials?
Which means it won't let me click anything. That's not good.
Well, that means it's time to do a filibuster. We'll just continue to talk until it unfreezes itself. Right?
Or I find a way to unfreeze it.
Well, you have the magic. You can do that. Well, since we're talking about the football team, which is coming before you know it, training camp will be here. I think it's interesting to look at their entire roster and talk about the pluses and the minuses of what they have. And I guess if you're going to start a quarterback, rate it versus what you saw last year at this time. There was a lot of excitement last year, too, when the Steelers traded for Justin Fields, when they brought in Russell Wilson. And it didn't cost them all that much money, as you know. So those were one and two on your list. This year, one and two will be Aaron Rodgers and Mason Rudolph with a guy like Will Howard in between. So if you look at that from a plus or minus category, I think it's actually plus. I've always thought that Rodgers was a better quarterback than Russell Wilson. I think he can make the throws that are necessary. I realize his age is a factor, but I thought it was a little bit with Russell Wilson. This guy's older, so that's always a consideration. However, when you're in this situation, you're trying to win now, and you know that you don't have the franchise quarterback that you want and you may not get until next year. You got to do what you got to do, and they brought in Aaron Rodgers. So are they better in that department or not? I say yes. I think it's a little bit better, although I was on the record of saying I wanted Justin Fields to be our quarterback here moving forward, just to see what you can extract from his game.
And I was originally in that boat, too. Like I never thought that Rodgers was a realistic possibility. I never took it seriously enough to basically say, because I thought it was either Fields or the field, and I didn't think that Rodgers was in that field because I thought he was either going to stay with the Jets or he was going to retire. And I know that there's been a huge love affair around Rodgers and Mike Tomlin before, but I think it was fair to think that it was never really a realistic possibility. You know, so when it did become possible, that's when I kind of became very intrigued in the possibility of Rodgers in Pittsburgh and what that could look like. But I was with you, Bob, at first. Like, I would have rather seen Justin Fields, give him like a one-year trial, pay him what he thinks he's worth, and then if you still want to draft the quarterback, so be it. Because I don't know if Fields is a franchise guy, but I at least wanted to see the younger guy with upside than Russell Wilson, especially.
Well, I also think there may have been a bit of a disagreement within the actual coaching staff about who they wanted, who they didn't want. I got the feeling that Arthur Smith liked Justin Fields and wanted to work with Justin Fields. And I thought Mike Tomlin was in the same boat when they acquired him. He's talked long about mobility, and he has that mobility. Rodgers is anti-mobility, but he also has something that a lot of guys don't have, the ability to use his brain and his experience to really make things happen. So from that point of view, I think, you know, for 1 year, this is okay. At first, I was not looking at this as a possibility that even potentially had a chance to come to fruition, but it did. So I'm okay with it for 1 year. Rudolph will be your backup. It's a good backup to have. He's had experience in this league. He knows what he's got to do in that role. Will Howard after that and Skylar Thompson, who won't play at all. Skylar Thompson, however, has had NFL experience as well, if needed. If it gets to that, your whole season's over. So overall, I think this quarterback department is better than it is than it was last year. Do you agree or not?
Skylar Thompson has started games in the NFL before, Bob.
I know that.
Don't sleep on Skylar Thompson. Don't sleep on Skylar. The sky's the limit.
Will Howard has some sky the limit potential too. I know you disagree with that with me, but I like what the kid is made of, and he seems like he's very interested in learning as much as he can. He's done it at a major university, winning a national championship. Whether that means anything, we'll find out. He won't get a chance to play this year in most cases. So, but overall, you like the room versus last year's room or not?
Yeah, the room is better, and the big reason why is I think the starting quarterback is better, and if that's what matters, because that ideally is the only guy that plays, then it's good. Like Wilson, I was never the biggest advocate for coming here in the first place. I would have rather seen Fields play the full season, but bringing in Mason Rudolph, look, I was wrong on what Rudolph could be as a backup. I still don't think he's a starting type of quarterback, but he showed some good things in that three-game spurt to be able to take them to the playoffs and played okay in the playoff game. So credit where credit is due for Mason Rudolph in that area, and I think that they are a little bit better because of that.
All right, let's get into the running back department, because there you have Jaylen Warren, you would think would be the starter, although Caleb Johnson is a rookie coming in with some high upside. Najee Harris is no longer here. I think one of the more underappreciated signings they made was Kenneth Gainwell.
I agree.
He's a guy that, you know, for the price, like $1.4 million, that's a pretty good player to have at 1.4. He can do a lot of stuff out of the backfield. I do like him as a third back in this room. So they have other guys. Trey Sermon's one of them. He's a guy that you know because he had some big days at Ohio State, but I think that's a pretty good room even without Najee Harris.
And let's get into it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.